one, two, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
Claire, ready your chopsticks, warm up your tofu, and sip on that soy sauce because Peking Duck, they are about to spice up this station like a Friday night at Malcolm's Chinese Restaurant. And they join us this morning. Adam and Ruben, good morning, boys.
Yeah.
Hey, coming in straight from Malcolm's. How we doing?
I hope I get some free Chinese from them tonight.
Oh, I doubt it.
No, I doubt it.
Now, guys, obviously you have a brand new single out at the moment that we are loving here at Hit. It is called Sugar, and you teamed up with Jack River. Now, what inspired you to create such a track?
Yeah, it's just a throwback to like when, you know, pop music was fun, like Lens, Steal My Sunshine, Weedus, Teenage Dirtbag, and
Baby Bash, it was, Sugar.
It was going to kind of go down a bit of a more serious, melancholic kind of route, like with the vocals and everything, but then we sent the beat to Jack River and she sent back that hook, you're like sugar to me, you're like sugar honey.
And it's so catchy.
Yeah, and it immediately just flipped the vibe and we're like, let's roll with this. This
is way
fun.
Yeah, she dusted it full of candy and all sorts of chocolate sprinkles and made it very
absolutely
fun.
Well, we're all loving the 90s vibe that you guys have managed to pull off here.
Yeah.
But wanted to know, what stage in the process of doing collabs and whatnot, especially with Jack River, do you have someone in mind from the get-go when you first create this melody, or do you see where it goes and then maybe get someone on board?
Yeah, I mean, it changes every time.
Yeah, okay.
Every time you've either got a vision of who you want on it.
What is lovely is sometimes we get a little bit of time off to go hit the studio with people and then just start and finish it in the room with that same person.
Oh, that would be
just
amazing.
Comes together.
Yeah. I need to ask you about something serious here. Ooh, we all know you love a good single, but when is this debut album coming out? Where is it at?
Fire coming
hopefully
out.
Soon. No, I don't know. We've gone over a lot of different ideas, and if we want to put out one body of work, it's got to be cohesive.
Yeah. Mm.
It's got to, otherwise it doesn't make sense because people, it's not going to stay for long in the world that we're in today unless it is a true masterpiece, I think. So,
yeah, and
know.
It's very disheartening seeing like some of the best albums get slept on so hard. Like, you know, if you do put out something that you've put all your blood, sweat, and tears into.
It's like 2 years. No, you want to make a true masterpiece and you think you can. That's at least 2 years of you really, you know, putting your whole mind and soul into this one thing. And then like Ruben was saying, you put it out there and it's gone in a week, except for that maybe one or two singles, you know?
Yeah. So are you happy sticking with your singles or have you got a bit of a deadline to get an album out?
We have no deadlines, but we're definitely working on a bunch of new stuff. We're actually putting out a new song in the second week of April.
Okay.
And that's a scoop for you.
Oh, second week of April.
Scoop it.
Any more detail on the name of the single?
It's called Your Eyes.
Ooh. Your Eyes.
U-R-E-Y-E-Z. Or Z.
Ooh, okay, love it.
Fancy.
Can't wait for that one.
Now, fancy. It's MSN chat, fam.
You know what's crazy? Griffith is the first place in the world to hear that.
You heard it first here, guys.
That's correct.
That is the best. That's the best scoop of my career.
There you go.
I'm going to quit. Happy.
Now, guys, speaking of new stuff coming out, you decided to go into a totally different realm recently and bring out a children's book.
It's not like you guys at all.
DJ Ducks, what is this all about and why a children's book?
You know, as all good ideas start, we were just having a beer, having a laugh, and then we're like, man, Instagram is kind of effed, looking at how it sort of affects like teenagers' lives.
Yeah. I go, yo, Rubes, man, Instagram is kind of effed.
And I go, man, you know what, diggy dog, doom, bom, bom, biggie. It is kind of effed. And so we looked around.
Thanks for
and
censoring
thought,
yourself too, Bob.
What's something we can do to, you know, dissuade young kids into getting so heavily addicted to this platform? And we just thought, oh, let's make a kid's book and make it about a tale about two ducks that go on an adventure to Bling City. And
now also those other stories, you know, the ideas that we have for the story, we can maybe turn them into a sequel. Who knows?
Ooh,
smart. A couple of prequel ideas in there too.
We have a couple of prequel ideas.
Like in DJ Duck's book, there's a character called Bulldog, the rapper. Kind of like Pitbull versus Snoop Dogg. Anyway, he's quite the extraordinary character and he's been through some
tell him about the hard that he's been through.
Yeah, lots of he's been through.
Well,
nice.
I like it.
So nice. Much.
Watch out, J.K. Rowling. There could be a
hey, J.K. Rowling, come at us. Yeah. Let's have a write-off and I'll write a tome for ya.
Yeah, Rowling, Tolkien, everybody, we're going to
roll Tolkien, yes. We want all the smoke.
Bring it on. And I reckon you guys are nailing it too because, you know, you've got like child psychologists and 80-year-old men writing these children's books, trying to touch into what's going on in society. But I think people look up to you guys. You've hit the nail on the head here.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I think it is definitely a good message. And the way that we've communicated, it's fun. And every kid that we've shown it to, they actually dig it. So that's the main thing. Long as kids are enjoying it, because that's who it's aimed to.
Mate, we've got to get into your live performances, because you guys recently did our yacht club party with our hit VIPs up on the Gold Coast. That was a bit of a warm-up to what is coming from March 28th. It is the biggest tour ever. What is going to be so special?
Only a lukewarm up, dipping the toes in.
Absolutely.
And it's about to be the world's biggest Peking duck tour ever so far, and it's going to be great.
So what's
we've got some cool things. We've been assembling a mild jungle setting trying to figure out how to make this more ridiculous, more Spinal Tap, more over the top in every single way possible than ever.
Well, people love music festivals because it's an escape, or tours. It's an escape from, you know, a bit of reality and a bit of the bland. So it sounds like you guys are on the right track there.
Yeah, we're definitely making it more theatrical.
Lovely.
But you got to make sure everyone gets their tickets ASAP, because that ting is almost sold out.
Do you guys know where we go?
Running out quick.
Pekingduck.com.
Tour kicks off on March 28th, and you guys are going all around the country, aren't you?
Mm.
We are. We're pretty much hitting every nook and cranny. Nook boys.
We can do a road trip to Canberra, which is great. Just around
the corner. Canberra, that's the hometown.
Guys, when are you coming to Griffith, though?
Oh, that's a hot question.
When are we coming to Griffith? Hopefully soon.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
We would love to
see
you.
I've never been there in my life.
Do you like pizza?
Yes.
Do you like pasta?
Yes.
Oh, then yeah, because all the Italian food's there.
Yep.
Yes.
Griffith, that's the spot. I've heard nothing but good things, actually. I used to work with a guy from Griffith. He was telling me lots of great things about Griffith.
See, molto bene. Yeah, we love a big pizza pie.
Well, look, we don't have a big stadium here, but we do have the regional theatre, so I'm sure we could make something
work.
We
got some ovals.
Oh, we'd love to. We'd love to. And there's nothing better than a nice big dish of pasta.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, we'll get our people to talk to your people. Guys, we've got to go to a song.
Yes. We're already talking like we're mob guys.
Tell them to take it. I get my people to talk to your people.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Make the boy of Manhattan.
Oh, guys, this is Peking Duck's new single with Jack River. This is Sugar on Hit.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
We're joined again with the lovely Adam and Ruben from Peking Duck. Now, guys, we were just talking about your tour, and we're continuing that chat down a slightly different line.
Yes, and boys, a little birdie told me that if either of you guys ended up having a daughter, you were going to name her Gladys.
Yeah, Gladys.
Now, obviously, Gladys. After Gladys Berejiklian, we're not having much fun with her, are we?
Gladass. Yeah, for sure. We'd totally name our daughter Gladys.
So what we're talking about
here. What a sick joke.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, boys. Music festivals. Obviously, live music's kind of being branded a bit of a problem by our current state government. What could this mean if, you know, they continue in power and do what they want to do for music lovers in the future? And what role are you blokes playing in the fight against this?
We have nothing to back personally. We don't really care who people are voting for.
Mm.
All we know is that Gladys and her government decided 1 week out from one of our favourite festivals of all time, Mountain Sounds Festival on the Central Coast, they decided to impose a $200,000 police and safety
which
fee.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is absurd, which is ludicrous.
Mm.
And what that meant was Mountain Sounds Festival...
It's pretty much extortion.
It is. It's saying, pay us for your safety.
Well, you went,
It is extortion to a T. And so they imposed this fee, and the festival decided not to run because they couldn't afford to pay the fee.
Well, who just has an extra $200,000 in their pocket, right? Like, even a festival.
Who on earth has that kind of money?
Yeah.
And so they,
They're bringing, this festival's bringing international talent.
Yeah.
The amount of money that it's bringing into the economy.
One of our best friends from London, Riton, was about to play it.
Yeah. Exactly. He came all the way over from London. So, I mean, it's not just the festival. It's not just the musicians. It's also everything around it. It's the dude selling the fish and chips at the local shop. It's like the
hat
vendors.
Stalls.
Yeah.
The everything going on.
The accommodation. All the bed and breakfast in the
area.
Like, it's so much more than just the one thing. And also, it's culture. It's a part of the culture.
Well,
and I think killing culture is just, I mean, if you don't enjoy music, then you've either got something severely wrong with you.
And what she's trying to do is shut down music everywhere in New South Wales. And it's actually happening. Bluesfest have absolutely put their hand up for moving to Queensland.
Ooh.
Because in New South Wales, they wouldn't be able to operate with this up to $300,000 police and safety fee.
Yeah.
And so they thought, you know what? Why would I pay that when I could operate in Queensland? And so she's literally sending music out of New South Wales into Queensland and Victoria.
It's silly. We need to move forward. And right now, the only way to progress forward is to do the right thing and not vote for someone who's living way, way in the past.
Absolutely.
Now it's a whole new era, a whole new generation of people are coming through, and we need to recognize that.
Yeah.
And all work together, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. This Saturday is our chance to fight for music, fight for all the good things in life that Gladys is trying to take away.
Now, guys, let's move on to something a little lighter, a little happier. Get you back moving and grooving.
Hell yes.
Let us do a game. Yeah, let's play
a game. Okay, sounds good.
Let's play a game.
All right, guys.
Time to play the game.
I think
you two are going to be perfect for this. I'm yet to play this with any of our guests. I'm yet to play it with anyone, even Claire. So this is going to be interesting.
So now, glad you get to play with me.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, the game is called The Wrong Game. The idea with this game is to answer all the questions incorrectly. So we just don't want the right answer. It can be anything at all. Let your mind run wild. We just don't want to hear the correct answer.
Yeah.
All right, let's give it a crack. How do you spell the word dog?
C-A-T-M-I-L-K.
Perfect. Meal.
What is your artist name?
Super Smash Bros. 5000.
Love it.
Great. Hey, I've got a saying. Can you please complete it? If it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it probably is a...
big old...
box of dominoes.
Beautiful!
What does the milkman deliver?
Greg.
Every damn day.
Very specific.
That's actually my gamer tag, Milkman Greg.
Oh, is it really?
Up online. Yeah, Milkman Greg. He always brings the milk home, if you know what I'm saying.
Name a good musical artist.
Ooh. Oh, Mr. Bean.
Yes, great.
Yeah, Bean Boy.
Okay. Last one from me, guys. What does the Italian accent sound like?
That's right. I'm from Sicily, Italy.
Could you imagine?
True Siciliano.
Oh, boys.
Routy.
You've nailed it. I don't even think Claire and I do any talking. No. We could hang up these mics and you guys would just kill it. So thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Hopefully we'll come out there and eat some orecchietti soon. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. Stracciatella. The new single, Sugar, is out at the moment. Peking Duck, you've also got a brand new one coming out very, very soon. Thank you very much for that inside goss.
It's all good.
Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
Ciao for now.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.